today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. In this episode, we're going to look at the high status of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima, the wife of Ali, Lady Fatima. She is the king, Lady Fatima. How Muslim should be, Lady Fatima.
Today, Friday, is the 8th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Fatima Zahra in the verse of relationship.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. ذلك الذي يبشر الله عباده الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى ومن يقترف حسنة نزد له فيها حسنا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ
It is that of which Allah gives good tidings to His servants who believe and do righteous deeds. Say, O Muhammad, I do not ask you for this message any payment, but only goodwill through kinship. And whoever commits a good deed, we will increase for him good therein. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and appreciative.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The verse of relationship from the Quran, chapter 42, verse 23 says, it is unanimously agreed upon that the kin mentioned in this verse are Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. There are many traditions narrated by both Shia and Sunni, which not only specify the kin but state their names. For example, when this verse was revealed, someone said, Messenger of Allah, who are the kin whose love is obligatory for us? The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, replied, Ali, Fatima, and her two children, Hassan and Hussein.
Ya Fatima Az-Zahra, Ya Binta Muhammad, Ya Qurrata Ayn Rasul, Ya Sayyidatana.
The high status of Lady Fatima, peace be upon him, is the title of this part. Hazrat Fatima enjoyed a high rank and many virtues. She was a muhaditha, the misreporter of her father's words and conducts. It is narrated from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam that after the death of the Holy Prophet, Gabriel would descend upon Fatima to console her and talk to her about the status and position of her father and children after her. Hazrat Ali alayhi salam wrote the dialects, which were gathered into a book and later called Mus'haf Fatima. Perhaps the saying of Imam Hassan Askari could be a good indication of her virtue and rank as compared to the Imams. He said, "We are the Hujjah, or proofs of Allah on the people, and Fatima is the Hujjah of God on us." Yes, although Hazrat Fatima's acts, conduct, and sayings are authoritative for us, but she did not bear the position of imamate, which is particular to Imam Ali and his 11 infallible sons. The position of imamate is successorship of the Holy Prophet as ordained and determined by Allah. According to the traditions, Hazrat Fatima enjoys as all the ranks of the imam except the position of imamate. They are, therefore, from a single nur, or light.
Rahman Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. In this first session, we shall be talking about the importance of Fatimiyya and the effect of the whole existence of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha in the world of Shi'ism and the importance of the mourning and azadari on Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. The first example that we want to refer to is the role modeling in Islamic society, and we shall be talking again right after that about promoting the culture of chastity and hijab and the status and position of women in political struggles, which is to some extent talking about the social aspect of Fatimiyya. Lady Fatima Zahra is the most perfect and supreme lady of the world, who is known as an innocent daughter, wife and mother, as we said earlier, with nicknames and epithets of Sayyidatin Sal Alameen. This Lady of Islam deserves to be in situations and occasions related to her personality, and she should be mentioned as a role model for all women in the world, especially for Muslim women. Special emphasis on role modeling of her character makes the sensitive and special periods of her life stand out as a role model for Muslim women.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Be kind to your parents. This is one of the lessons we get from Lady Zahra. Sayyida Fatima would speak with her mother, Sayyida Khadija, while she was in her womb to keep her company because the women of Mecca had boycotted her. Sayyida Fatima, peace be upon her, would clean the Prophet's wounds after Meccans injured him with stones. Sayyida Fatima was a source of comfort to her father. He would come to her when he didn't feel well, like before the event of the Kisa.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah.
this part, we have a short speech of Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, about Lady Fatima. Man's mind can't evaluate characteristics of Lady Fatima's personality. Man's limited mind cannot definitely evaluate and measure the characteristics of heavenly personalities like Fatima Zahra, God's greetings be upon her. People's minds do not have the capability to evaluate and measure these spiritual dimensions. However, we can make their behavior a model for ourselves. We should make efforts the lessons of life of Siddiqatu Tahira, Fatima Zahra, God's greetings be upon her, is to make effort, show diligence, and lead a pure life, as that great personality was the manifestation of enlightenment and purity. She was pure, clean, immaculate, virtuous, pious, and moral. The purity, cleanliness, piety, and enlightenment of that great personality are what have influenced our Islamic teachings throughout the history of Shiism.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, Fatima al-Zahra was tired. She was exhausted. She used to take care of the work in the house and the children and so much stuff. That the work in the house, it impacted her body. This is the daughter of the Prophet. She didn't say, I'm the daughter of a prophet, let me bring help here and there. No. She took on the task. So Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, he says, I tell her, oh Fatima, why don't you ask your father Rasulullah to give you help in the house? Someone that will help you. So he says she went and she wanted to speak to Rasulullah, but she saw that Rasulullah was busy. There were people sitting by the Prophet. Rasulullah saw her. He saw that she wanted to see him, but there were people around him. So Rasulullah, he comes that night. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, I was laying and Fatima al-Zahra was laying. Rasulullah came and he sat above our heads. And he says, oh Fatima, you came and you wanted to, you needed something. What was it that you wanted? Amir al-Mu'mineen says she was shy. She was too embarrassed to tell her father, I need help. So he asked her again. She was shy. Amir al-Mu'mineen, then he tells Rasulullah. He tells him, Ya Rasulullah, Fatima has been working and she's exhausted. She is carrying the water. That has impacted her. She's lighting the fire. And that has impacted her. And this is not to say that Amir al-Mu'mineen was not working. No, Amir al-Mu'mineen was also struggling. But life at that time required more work. Today we're spoiled. Today you want to light fire, you just go to the stove and you light it. You turn it on. Before, you need to go and bring wood. And you need to go and blow. And you need to do so much stuff. Or if you want to bring water, right now you just go and open the faucet. You go to the fridge and you take water. Before, you want to take water, you have to come and carry that water. So life before was a lot more difficult and it required help. And this is why families, they wanted to focus on growth, because the bigger your family is, the more help you have in the family. So he tells Rasulullah that Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, she worked and she struggled and that has impacted her. So she wanted to ask for help. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi tells her, oh Fatima, I will give you and Ali advice. If you take care of this and if you use this, then you're not going to need help. He tells them every night before you sleep and when you wake up and after every prayer, say Allahu Akbar 34 times and 33 times Alhamdulillah and 33 times Subhanallah. And then he tells her, if you do this, you're not going to be needing help anymore. Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, she says, Raditu billah wa rasulah. I am satisfied with what God has promised me and what Rasulullah has offered me.
Oh,
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for choosing this episode of today's special for listening. And till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Wa ba'liha wa baniha. بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.